Welcome to the Void Podcast. This podcast is produced by Void Podcast LLC and presented by Sean McKnight and Jenny Miller. To learn more about our podcast, please visit our website, www.void-podcast.com. On our website, check out our Patreon account, where you can find bonus episodes, Void merchandise, and other content like cast interviews and more. Please be sure to leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. We hope you enjoy this episode of Void. My name is Sean McKnight. I produce Void alongside Jenny Miller and provide the voice of Jonas Aldridge. We've been getting some emails from our listeners asking for longer episodes, so we've decided to produce a long-form bonus episode for each season. This is a preview of the long-form bonus episode, which is now available through our Patreon page. To hear the full episode, please visit our website at www.void-podcast.com and click on the Patreon link to learn more and for access to each season's long-form bonus episode. Thanks again for listening and for your support. We hope you enjoyed this preview.
You asked me to come to the bridge?
Hey, Enko. I need you to take a look at this.
What am I looking at?
This. It's a planet called Pholus. It's a minor planet in Saturn's orbit between here and Neptune.
And?
And it's pretty close to where we are now, give or take 10,000 kilometers or so. Take a look at the composite report of the surface.
These numbers. This can't be right.
That's what I thought so far. But I ran it 5 times, and it keeps coming up the same.
But why do we not know about this planet? It looks habitable. Someone should have settled on it by now, which means it should be in the planetary registry back on the station.
It could be the size. It's roughly about 180 kilometers in diameter. Not enough for a large population. I was thinking that if Europa works out, it could be an outpost as we expand farther into space.
Still strange that given the surface conditions that no one has planted their flag yet.
Maybe we're the first to get close enough to do really proper readings.
Maybe.
There's only one way to find out. I think we should visit the surface. What do you think?
Dangerous, but intriguing. This could be a monumental scientific find. I'm in.
Good. I'll clear it with Regina and establish a landing team. And no, Enko, you won't be getting sole credit on this one.
Whatever.
So what do you know so far?
Nobody has ever set foot on Pholus. At least as far as we know, we'll be the first. So there's no information in any of the archives. We only have data from the last 13 hours or so. But from what we can tell, the atmosphere has potential to be made breathable.
The methane levels are lower than what we saw on Titan, and the gravitational field is not that different either. It's heavier, but bearable.
It's also nitrogen rich. We scanned something that seemed to appear like plant life.
Plants? On the surface? You're joking.
These aren't traditional plants, mind you, but something that looks plant-like and seems to be embedded in the surface, not on top of it.
What about temperatures?
A little higher than Titan, so our bodies are already conditioned and the suits will work fine.
There are signs of moisture on the surface, too. I haven't seen any storm activity yet, though.
You mean liquid? What is it?
No idea. Not at least until we get there to take samples.
I have to say, a planet like this, minor or otherwise, is a huge find. It would be a crime to not at least take a quick look at it firsthand while we're this close.
What do you propose?
That we pay a short visit to the surface. Collect some data and some samples. That's it. The goal is still Europa, but this could be a significant discovery along the way.
As long as the agreement is, no one strays too far away and we haul ass out of there at the first sign of trouble.
Agreed.
Who's on the landing team?
Myself, Enko, and Ursula.
Me? On the surface?
With your knowledge of chemistry, we thought you'd be great at getting samples.
Okay, I'm in. I've always stayed in the shuttle or in the habitat. This is exciting.
Pat, we'll be transmitting data constantly back here to the ship. We'd like you to monitor the data and let us know if the signal drops.
Can do, Captain Aldridge.
Terry, it would be great if you could help us with equipment on the surface. Anko's machines are still calibrated and ready to go. Given Gilbin's current health, we thought it best for him to sit this one out.
I'm happy to help, Captain Aldridge, although I don't want to step on Gilbin's toes.
It's not like that. With the stress he's been under, from Nova's passing and everything else, his injuries, we thought some time off might be good.
His obsession with the artifact is an ongoing problem, too. We need to keep an eye on him. For now, let's get ready to make history again.
Hey, Captain Aldridge, you got a minute?
Sure, Terry. What's up?
I have to tell you, I don't really have a lot of experience with surface work.
I thought you worked on a mining colony on a moon somewhere.
Well, we did, but I worked in a machinery kind of way. I helped with the maintenance. Nothing on the surface. I'm kind of nervous.
Nervous about what?
Well, flying off into space for one thing.
Gravity's much higher on Pholus, even more so than it is on Earth, where I'm from.
Wait, you're from Earth? I didn't know that. I thought you were from the station. I just assumed we were trying to help the station's populace.
We are, but it's more for the people that still live on Earth, where their days are numbered.
I have to hear all about it.
It sucks to live underground with power-hungry asshats. That's the overall gist of it. Let's talk more about it later, okay? Since the gravity is higher, we'll all weigh a lot more, so nobody's floating off anywhere.
That's a relief.
It is, and it isn't. Everything is going to be much heavier, including our equipment. Our movement will be much slower, too. Luckily, our surface suits have some hydraulics built into them, which will help compensate somewhat.
Somewhat?
We'll still be heavier, but it will at least be slightly easier to move.
What about the air and the temperature?
We're all conditioned back on the station. You'll need to see Ursula about that. The suits will also mitigate the temperature conditions.
Which means we'll be on the surface longer.
Yes, but not for super long. We're not doing the full setup like what we did on Titan. This is to get some basic samples and info just for the archives. We might be able to use Pholus as an outpost if Europa works out. It could actually provide another colony for survivors from Earth.
Okay, thanks, Captain.
You can call me Jonas when Captain Rex isn't around, okay?
Thanks, Jonas.
You should go see Dr. Nash. We head to the surface tomorrow morning.
Astrid, can you tell me the areas of the ship that I don't have access to?
You are not permitted to enter the following areas. Engineering decks, B, C, D, E, Armory, all decks. Security vaults, A through F.
Security vaults? Astrid, what gets stored in the security vaults of the ship?
Your security clearance does not allow access to that information.
Of course it doesn't. On what deck are the plutonium fuel cells located?
Plutonium fuel cells are located on Engineering Deck D.
Hello, dear husband.
Hello, wonderful wife. It looks like we hit the surface tomorrow morning.
I know you're not looking forward to that.
Jonas talked me down a bit. It should be fine, I guess.
I've been trying to find a weak spot to exploit. I have some potential ideas.
Sounds promising. Look, he wanted me to see Dr. Nash to get treated for the surface.
You're going, aren't you?
About that, do I need to?
Yes. You know we have to be all in on the game, Terry.
You said it yourself, that she doesn't trust you. What if she does something?
Like what?
Like probes me or tries to find that information or...
Probes you? She's not an alien, Terry.
I know that.
I've been winning her over. I've been winning everyone over, in fact. So trust me and go through with the procedure. She's not going to do anything to you. She might be playing games with her ex-boyfriend, but not with her work.
Hope you're right.
I am. Now get over here. All this danger is turning me on. Hey, how do you feel about Anko?
He's okay. I don't know much about him.
I mean, how do you feel about me having sex with him? Possibly the three of us.
Oh, fine. Whatever you want, sweetheart. You know me.
I certainly do.
Hi, Dr. Nash.
Hi, Terry. I've been expecting you. I'll need you to get down to your underwear and lay down over there.
But Doc, we barely know each other.
Yes, funny. I've never heard that one. It amazes me how many comedians we have on board. I have to prep your body for surface conditions on Pholus.
I've been through this before on the station, Dr. Nash.
Yes, but that was on the station where we have much better equipment to work with. Here on the ship, it will be a bit different. I'm also prepping your body for heavier gravity so that, you know, there can be side effects.
Side effects? Like what?
It's hard to tell. It can be different for each person. Things like diarrhea, temporary blindness, heart palpitations, or straight-up heart failure. Seizures, constipation, liver or kidney failure. Sometimes a combination of things.
Wow.
Oh, but don't worry. I'm prepared for any problems that might come up. You'll be in tip-top shape by tomorrow morning. Tonight might be rough. Really rough. But we'll see.
On second thought...
Here we go.
As far as landings go, it wasn't too bad.
Okay, everyone. Let's get the suits on.
We've touched down on the surface, Sarabella.
Roger that. Pat and I are monitoring from here.
Great. Keep an eye out for any surface storm activity. We don't want to get blindsided. Rex out.
Dr. Nash, how much longer will my voice be like this?
The side effects vary by person, Terry. Hopefully not much longer.
Thanks.
Hey, if it doesn't change, you could always become a lounge singer on the station. See? I can be a jokester too.
I'll keep that in mind.
Astrid, please report surface temperatures and wind conditions.
Current temperature is negative 211 degrees Celsius. Wind speed is 25 knots.
What do you think, Anko?
I think the conditions are manageable.
Good. Let's proceed as planned. Everyone, just take it slow. Baby steps.
I don't think we have much of a choice.
Just a little further away from the shuttle and we should be good to set up.
I hope so. I don't think I can move this strut much more.
Mind your footing. We don't want anyone falling into
it. Grab it, Anko!
Yeah, one of those. Are you okay, Terry?
I'm fine. Crack, I didn't notice, that's all.
This is good. Let's set up here.
Did they say how long it would take?
Anko said 4 or 5 hours, but that's Anko time, so you know how that goes.
I miss you. Seems like we haven't had any alone time in forever. Well, Pat's not on the bridge with me, so I guess now counts.
We'll make up for it when I get back.
Sounds good to me. I've been feeling kinda... you know.
Horny? Me too, baby. Me too. That gives me an idea.
Ooh, it does. Tell me.
We should fire up the poker game again.
Not what I thought you were going to say, but that sounds like fun too.
We haven't done it for a while since, well, Nova. I think everyone could stand to have a crazy night and let loose. It would be a good way to learn more about the Mendelsons.
You're right. I'm already thinking up some betting ideas for them. Let's do it.
Okay, looks like we're good to start collecting samples.
Let's work in pairs. How about Anko and Ursula, and I'll pair with Terry. Stay within view of the shuttle. We don't know what the wind is like here. It could pick up quickly. All right, Terry, let's head out this way. I thought I saw a body of liquid over there.
Right behind you, Captain Aldridge.
How are you feeling since your body mods? You had the express treatment.
Other than my voice getting weirded out for a while. Overall, not bad. I'm tired, though.
Well, we all are. It's the extra gravity. The suits can only compensate so much.
This place is intense. Do you really think anyone could live here?
Well, with the proper habitat structure, maybe. That's what we're here to find out.
Sounds like rushing water.
Yeah, but that's not water. Whoa!
Hi, Abby.
Wow, Terry. I believe you just saved my life. I would have been taken to that whirlpool of... Well, let's see what it is. Yeah, you definitely saved my life. This looks to be a form of... Looks like fluoroantimonic acid?
What language are you speaking?
Sorry, this stuff is something like over a billion times stronger than sulfuric acid. It's considered a super acid. One drop would have gone straight through me like I was nothing. So, yeah, again, thanks.
Yeah, no problem. I'm just going to hang back here a bit further away from the swirling death pool.
That was the only sample I could analyze anyway. There's nothing we have that it wouldn't just eat right through.
That's interesting, Captain. Do you mind if we head back towards the shuttle, maybe?
That's probably a good idea.
This looks like as good a spot as any.
I'll work over here. I saw something I want to check out.
You're excited, aren't you?
I am. I've never had a chance to do anything like this before.
Really? You? I would have thought you ventured off the station at some point.
No, never. You?
I've had a number of space incursions. Never deep space until now.
I have to say that you seem a little different, Anko.
Different?
Yeah. More personable. Not so egocentric.
The experience on Titan humbled me a little. I'm so sure of myself. Always have been. But then nothing went right and I failed. I'm not used to failure.
Really? You've never failed before? Ever?
Sure, but not so complete. Even a data I pulled turned out useless. I have nothing to return with from Titan. And that one was my idea.
Maybe you'll redeem yourself on Europa.
Maybe. Do these look like tree branches to you? I know they're coming out of the surface.
That's what I was thinking. No plant life could survive these temperatures, though.
That's based on our information from the station and Earth. This place has its own set of rules. Wow!
What happened?
I almost pricked myself on a barb. There are little spikes all over these branches.
Don't puncture your suit. That's the last thing we need.
There's something sticky on this spike. What is this? Not only are these spikes sharp and rock solid, they're apparently poisonous. This reminds me of Kerbera odolum.
Never read about that one.
It was an earth plant, also called the suicide tree. The poison it produces was used in suicide and murder. Fascinating. I'm collecting a sample now. What did you find over there? It looks like...
Root! I know! I'm not sure. What the hell?
Did that just explode?
It sure did!
Stop doing that!
I didn't mean to!
Okay. Let's both take it slow and walk it back as... Ah!
This episode of Void featured the voice talents of Lynn Chia as Sarabella Rayon, Ella Demby as Astrid, Shelby Hightower as Pat Mendelson, Karen Johnston as Ursula Nash, Sean McKnight as Jonas Aldridge, Joe Paul as Terry Mendelson, Simon Uluhojin as Anko Lumen, and Amy Teresa as Regina Rex. The Void theme song, Equilibrium in Turbulence, was composed and produced by David Parsons from Avid Wolf Music. If you'd like to learn more about our podcast, please visit our website at void-podcast.com.